In the rugged mountains east of Rome lies the quiet village of Filatino. Not much has changed here for centuries, but the 554 residents are now part of a revolution in the making. Filatino is trying to break away from Italy. Under the government's tough $67 billion austerity package, all towns with fewer than 1,000 residents are being forced to merge with neighbouring communities. That would see Filatino's mayor, Luca Celari, out of a job. So he's leading the fight back.
Ma quello che noi chiediamo è di essere indipendenti dalla gestione, cioè vorremmo gestire le nostre risorse in maniera indipendente.
We want to manage our resources independently. This town is rich in natural resources, and this could provide great economic opportunities. We have about 8,000 hectares of land and forest that we could cut, but the state doesn't allow us to do it. We have water resources, but these are managed by a company in Rome, and we don't receive any money.
Filatino has even started printing its own currency, the Fiorito, complete with a picture of Mayor Celari. The village's few shops stock T-shirts bearing the new Filatino coat of arms. For now, they are just souvenirs, but Celari insists there is legal precedent. Before unification in the 19th century, Italy was made up of dozens of principalities and kingdoms. Some, like San Marino, still survive.
Siamo stati I primi a protestare, forse quelli che hanno...
We were the first ones to protest, maybe the ones who protested loudest, and the government stepped back. At the moment, the town is not merged with the neighboring village, but still, the government is forcing us to unify our services. That would force our costs up, so I hope Prime Minister Monti's new government will propose a reasonable solution to this.
Rosa Maria Giulitti helps run Filatino's main restaurant, La Galleria. She remains skeptical of the mayor's plans.
We don't want to be independent from Italy. We don't want to be out. We just want to manage our own resources, which we don't want to concede to anyone else.
Giulitti's mother takes over the cooking, insisting that the local cattle produce the tastiest steak in the world. She declares this is the local blood of the principality. Filatino's people are clearly proud of their culture and their village. Across Italy, around 2,000 villages face losing their mayors. Many of them will be watching carefully whether Mayor Celari can one day call himself the Prince of Filatino. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Filatino, Italy.